For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. On Easter Monday, the state took a series of hits from roughly 24 tornadoes. Among the damage was the loss of almost 4,300 acres of trees and the roughly $4 million it cost the state's timber industry to lose them. That's actually not a big deal on a statewide scale. It's less than 1% of South Carolina's timber market. But it could be a big deal for small growers.
Naturally, we're trying to salvage all the wood we can get. But of course, it's only feasible to do that on larger areas that were affected just because it costs a lot of money to harvest the timber.
Patrick Heasel is an assistant professor of forestry operations at Clemson University.
So if it's less than 40 acres in size, it's even difficult without a storm to find somebody to actually do the harvesting for you. So the landowner will actually get less money for the trees just because there's so much cost involved in the harvesting part.
Heasel isn't kidding. Let's start with the equipment.
A mechanized harvesting system that you see anywhere out in the woods costs new somewhere over $1 million. And it usually only lasts for a few years before it needs to be replaced. So you have to get $1 million in within usually like 5 to 7 years or so.
Plus,
there's a lot of manpower involved in addition to the expenses of just the equipment.
A mechanized operation has 3 or 4 machines, meaning 3 or 4 operators at several dollars an hour, plus probably a site manager, and
then you have to add all the people that do the trucking. So you probably add another 1 or 2 truckers on top of that. So you're looking at 5, 6, 7 people that are easily involved.
And don't forget about the fuel to drive those trucks and any front office staff that need to get paid for setting up and delivering a harvest. And again, we're talking about a normal harvest of mature, healthy trees. When you factor in trees destroyed by a tornado, this is where the small landowner stands to lose big.
The small landowner with his 20 acres or 40 acres that now lost a few acres of mature trees loses out on a lot of money. And I think I brought up that one example that, you know, if somebody that the storm took down trees with 30 inches or bigger in diameter, that tree would have been worth, you know, somewhere around $20 per ton. And now selling it for pulpwood at the best brings the price probably down to, you know, $5 or less per ton.
Given that it takes about 35 years or so to grow a tree that big in South Carolina, it's not likely that small landowners who view their trees as retirement income sources will get that money back, Heasel says. Especially when the only two options are either to pay for a multi-person harvesting operation where the cost would far outweigh the money made for selling pulpwood, or let the felled trees sit there and just rot away and bring in no money at all. Tree growers affected by April's tornadoes can apply for relief through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, but Heasel says it's best not to count on that as any significant replacement for lost potential income.
I have actually done a study just recently asking the landowners in the state how many, you know, disaster relief programs they applied to. And it's like, you know, 2 or 3% of the landowners that responded actually thought about it and maybe applied for it. And it's less than 1% that actually got funding. So it's kind of, even if you apply for this, the reality is fairly slim that you actually get some money.
Maybe the only real upside to leaving downed trees to rot away unclaimed is that they do create their own contained ecosystems.
Any kind of downed woody debris, like downed trees, branches and stuff, creates habitat for all kinds of critters. Your bugs, salamanders, snakes, all kinds of stuff will love that.
Heasel says the carbon from downed trees gets absorbed into the ground and then is taken up by other trees and plants. So there's not much of a carbon footprint to worry about from the fallout of April's tornadoes stretched across so much of the state. And that's good news for the environment, he says, even if it hardly helps the pocketbook of landowners who can't make the harvesting calculus work in their favor. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.